برد تا نفر آخر اختشاشگرا.
جمهوری اسلامی به پایان خود رسیده و در حال سقوط است. خامنه‌ای همچون موشی هراسان زیر زمین پنهان شده و کنترل اوضاع را از دست داده است. آنچه آغاز شده برگشت‌ناپذیر است. آینده روشن است و ما با هم از این پیچ تند تاریخ عبور خواهیم کرد. دستگاه سرکوب رژیم در حال فروپاشی است. تنها یک خیزش همگانی لازم است تا این کابوس برای همیشه پایان یابد. باشد که به زودی در کنار شما باشم. پاینده ایران، زنده باد ملت ایران.
شب در تهران در بعضی جای دیگه یه مش تخریبگر در مقابل کسانی که بود داره
گفت تا نفر آخر اختشاشگران رو باشون برخورد میکنه، تا نفر آخر بازنشدهندگان رو برد.
Total blackout for more than 24 hours. No internet, no call services, no connectivity whatsoever. And yet silence. You cannot claim moral superiority while excusing a regime that kills and murders women for refusing hijab, executes protesters, cuts off the whole nation of 92 million people from the internet, and uses foreign proxies as a distraction from its internal collapse. You cannot pretend to care about Palestinians while ignoring Iranians being shot, tortured, and murdered by the Islamic Republic in Iran. That is not solidarity. That is ideological blindness. Iranian people are not silent. They are being silent.
Protesting that is taking place all over the country of Iran.
Yeah.
You think the country is on the verge of collapsing?
Well, it could be. I mean, what they've done is they start, in the past, they've started shooting the hell out of people. And all of a sudden, people without any weapons whatsoever are standing there and you have machine guns gunning them down. Or they grab, take them to prisons and then hang them and kill them. So they played rough. And I said, if they do that, we're going to hit them very hard. Well, we're going to hit them hard. We're ready to do it if they do.
یک توصیه هم به رئیس جمهور متوهم آمریکا دارم. مراقب باش مشاوره هایی که به تو برای حمله به ایران میدهند از جنس مشورت هایی نباشد.
الله الله.
With the possibility of direct conflict in the days ahead, U.S. ally Israel is monitoring the situation on the ground. Following the 12-day war last year, Israelis know that Iranian missiles are capable of reaching their cities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this to say at the weekly cabinet meeting.
Israel is closely following what is happening in Iran. The demonstrations for freedom have spread throughout the country. The people of Israel, the entire world, are in awe of the tremendous heroism of the citizens of Iran. Israel supports their struggles for freedom and strongly condemns the mass massacres of innocent civilians.
خیلی باحالین.